Good afternoon, everyone, from once again sunny London. I feel like I'm saying this all the time. Coming in live from Battersea Park. It is absolutely glorious, glorious day. And coming in 1 year older. Yesterday I had the most incredible birthday, spoiled by such amazing people, and got to like reconnect with old friends again. But you know, I mentioned Dave Colley a lot, this friend of mine who has his website Reaching Aspirations and has helped me with a lot of my life planning of all this mapping of what I've got to do. But I said to him last night, I'm finding it really hard, you know, to stay motivated and all that, because obviously you do always focus on, you know, friends and family and people that are going to see these or listen to these podcasts and, you know, what people are going to be saying behind your back or this or that. But I think the whole point of this journey that I'm on is to try and spend more time, you know, to live my own life, is what I've said, not worrying so much about what other people think. And it's been really nice. Like this week, I have my sticker stuck on the wall of When Did We Stop Being Human? And I was lying in bed feeling very unmotivated, and I hadn't been sticking to my morning routine, and I'd, you know, been trying to eat vegan and I'd been eating cheese. So I was being really hard on myself, you know, rather than focusing on the good things that I was doing, giving all the negative things a lot of bad energy. And obviously because of that, they were expanding more. And then this lady came past my window, and she's an American lady, and she was like, wow, come and read this. She's like, when do we stop being human? Man, that's so true. Check that out. I love that. And it was so nice, like just having a complete stranger completely relating to my sticker and what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And I was like, this is why I'm doing this. You know, it's not, it might be something that other people don't like or can't relate to, and that's fine. Then, you know, but I also had another girl who messaged me on Instagram to say she's been very, very anxious and she likes to follow my things because they help her a lot. And it was just so nice to know that it is, there are people out there who are liking it and appreciating it. So this week, I think it was just more just to explain that, you know what, we are human. And yes, I'm not always going to be sunshine and rainbows, and that's completely okay and normal too, you know. As Dave explained to me when this whole process started happening, and a lot of people, I guess, have reached that state, they're sitting there and say to me, you know, I can see this excitement in your eyes, I can see this. And I mean, I wasn't sleeping because I was just so, reality really was better than my dreams. And I've slowly learned now to calm down, I guess, a little bit. And that it is going to be like the four seasons, like Dave said. And although I was in the very happy high summer stage, there are other times, you know, when we're in autumn and we need to let our leaves grow and let the change happen and summer to come and new things to start and flourish. So I started reading the sequel to The Secret. I think it's the second one. It's called The Magic. And it's really interesting. It says that, you know, there was a study done and that for every one complaint you have in a relationship or with anyone, there should be 10 blessings to go with that relationship. And I was like, it's so true. If I think, like, even in a day, we're so quick to complain about one thing, but to never focus on the blessings. And so far, what I've learned on this book, it's every day you've just got to make a list of 10 things you're grateful for and why. And that's the thing. I think we're all just so quick to complain always, you know, when often there are a lot of people going through a lot worse than we are, you know. And also the way one person sees one situation, it might be viewed very differently for someone else, you know. It could be something so small to someone, but to somebody else, their whole world is crashing and burning, you know. So I think it's just important for us to be aware of other humans and how they're feeling, and also just not being so hard on ourselves, I guess. So just a little short, sweet note today to let you know that we are all human and we're all in this together. So let's just stop being such dicks to each other, love each other, support each other, and let's stop giving ourselves such a hard time. You're doing great. Chin up, soldier. Anyways, everyone have a lovely week and catch you soon.